Hello and welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the house to his maid, Katie.
Millie.
Yes, we saw The Housemaid, starring Sydney Sweeney, Amanda Seyfried, and Brandon Sklenar.
Sklenar.
Do you like how I did that there? Sklenar. Directed by Paul Fig and written by Rebecca Sonnenschein and Freda McFadden, who wrote the book that we both read, actually.
And that's true.
It was the most
the whole series,
awesome book.
All three of them.
We got all three, yeah. Third one was eh, but the first one was, oh my goodness, this is awesome. And it's just such a great book, so we were both, I mean, at least I feel
yeah,
that way.
I was looking forward to seeing the movie, too.
So we wanted to see the movie and see the visual portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It didn't disappoint.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. One thing that I've noticed, like, there's very few books that I've actually read and then seen a movie to afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other one I can think of is Ender's Game.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
with
we saw
both
that one, yeah.
Ender's Game and this one, like, Housemaid, I'm like, it feels like they're rushing through everything so quickly.
Yes.
But I don't think had we seen, because I remember asking people that hadn't seen Ender or read Ender's Game beforehand, like,
mm-hmm.
did this feel rushed? Because it seemed like it went very fast to me. And they're like, no, not at all. So it's,
yeah.
I think that's just something that when you have read the book and then you watch the movie, it just feels rushed. But I don't
Absolutely.
Think that it actually is. But I got that same sensation on this one. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt like they did a stand-up job. Like, they didn't, like, go in and change a bunch of things and make it their own, so to speak.
Yeah.
They just went with the source material. And, you know, they have to make cuts and kind of, you know, make small changes to fit with a theatrical release. But I felt like they were totally faithful to the story.
Oh, very faithful. But at the same time, I agree with you, because the beginning, I was actually kind of rolling my eyes a little bit. I'm like, oh, no, really? No. And it's not... But you know, so funny, when you read a book, though, you have a certain visual, like,
yeah.
how it is. And this is the director's, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, and it's funny when you have something different than the director. You're like, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. But, of course, I'm not the one being paid to make the movie, you know? So in the beginning, yeah, I felt rushed. Like, we didn't get to know Millie very well. You know, like, Nina, basically, the hint of the story is a lady hires
a rich lady
who is married to a very rich, successful, perfect man.
He's so dreamy.
Oh, he's got a face that was made by angels,
oh my God.
You know. And she hires a housemaid, Millie, to take care of her house. And all sorts of secrets and craziness follow.
That's right.
But that's the story. And like we were saying, I felt rushed because in the book, and that's the funny thing about books, like, you know, you picture this, but they go a little slower and you get more characters build up. It's kind of hard to do that sometimes, I think, in some movies
mm-hmm.
to get that character build up. But so, like, I agree with you. It was very rushed in the beginning and I felt myself rolling my eyes to some kind of corny parts and, you know.
Yeah, they did yeah. this thing where there's certain, like, kind of dramatic beats throughout the movie, and they play these pop songs during
yes.
it, and oh boy, that just ruined it for me every time.
Oh my gosh. Well, they had a love scene, and they played this terrible music.
Yeah,
you're
like,
oh
and,
my
and,
gosh.
And not only that, like, the song starts off with just, like, lyrics, like
yeah.
acapella stuff, not acapella, but, like, some spoken
yeah.
word lyrics that go right into the song, and
mm-hmm.
you're just like, what the hell did this come from?
I know. I mean, my goodness, pick something out better for
yeah,
music,
yeah.
please. But, so the beginning, the middle, yeah, I found myself rolling my eyes. It's like, I felt kind of, I was like, this is not working out for me, but I still liked the story, and I was still following true to the book, but the ending,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the third act,
yeah.
I think everything all just came very well together.
Yeah.
And
they, like,
it was very well done.
They kept with the beats and
mm-hmm.
the overall plot of the book.
Yes.
But they definitely, like, kind of changed, like, just some sort of, like, happenings.
Yeah.
And, like, who's involved with what and everything towards
yeah.
the very end with,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of the climax or the reveal. But it was like, oh, okay. It just seemed more streamlined because it's a movie rather than the book.
Absolutely, yeah. And
Amanda Seyfried did great. I really liked her character. I like how she did Nina in this.
Oh, that was Sydney, wasn't that
I'm sorry, Amanda. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah. Did I get them backwards? Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney did Mealy.
Okay, I get them. I get those two backwards. Yeah. Sorry, they look alike to me. I feel like they look like sisters or something. You know, and I know they're not. I know it was just me being silly, but yeah. I liked Mealy, and Nina, I think, was a little bit kind of dramatic.
I thought she did great. She's kind of supposed to be dramatic.
That's true. Yeah. You know, from the book, but. Yep. No, they all did a good job.
I actually really didn't think that Sydney Sweeney did all that great. She felt really wooden to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that's just her acting ability or if they did that on purpose. Because I know I've heard this where, like, you know, they people have cast like Keanu Reeves because he's like just like a clean slate, you know? So you're like watching him, but it's like easy to insert yourself as the character that he is portraying. Mm. And they do this with a lot of different actors, like the Jake Sully guy from Avatar as well. Okay. It's like, just like, doesn't really have like a big personality or anything, and he's just easy to insert yourself into his place to aid in the storytelling.
When you mentioned that, I thought of Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, I think, is somewhat similar, where he's just kind of wooden.
It's like, hi, I am Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I am Dances with Wolves. Yeah. You know, but it fits.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you don't see any change or anything. He's not a character actor.
Yeah,
but,
I definitely felt like that's what they did with Mealy. But then maybe it's just Sydney Sweeney didn't really do all that great acting. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. No. It's not like she took me out of it, but definitely was like, okay, I don't really see much personality. But then, I don't know, the character itself, Mealy, from the book, I didn't really see like much of a personality until the very end.
Yeah.
And especially the second book kind of carries on.
But. Absolutely. And that's why I kind of mean, like, the third act, I feel like everything just kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
You know, and it made me like the movie more, that third act there.
Mm-hmm.
But where all, like, all the happenings happen.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was still good. And it was so funny. It was either this or Avatar for our one movie this week. And I think we did the right choice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see Avatar eventually.
I hope
it's
so. Just,
it's so long. It's kind of like, and the nice theater only has it in 3D. We don't want to watch it in 3D. Like, I would much rather just kind of like, we have our home theater. We got a projector. Mm-hmm. We got a good sound system. Like, watch it at home, or we can pause it, you know, we can,
Maybe we should do it on a stay home with Avatar.
Yeah, we might need to.
Yeah, on a stay home.
But it's like 3.5 hours. Like, that's a long time to get babysitters and be away, and
Yeah, we have to wait till the kids are in bed.
And then you know you're going to go to the bathroom and miss stuff.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I think we made the right decision. It was fun to see at the theater. I'm really glad we saw it, you know.
Yeah.
But what was better, would you say, the book or movie?
I mean, probably the book. Because one, the book's original. It's kind of like, this is the singular person, Freedom McFadden's, like, vision. And I don't know, it was really fun to watch. And it's just, you know, I mean, maybe had I seen the movie first, the movie would have been more favorite. But, yeah, the book was my favorite. What about you, Kate?
Yeah, it's very rare I find a movie I like more than the book.
Oh, yeah.
I really can't think of any times. Like, the one time I could think of where I thought the movie was way better than the book was Girl Interrupted. Remember that movie with Angelina Jolie? That came out a long time ago. I remember I read the book. And
wasn't that a comic?
No, it was if I remember correctly, it was like a biography of a girl, like, in the institution. And I remember the book, it was like, ugh. I don't know, I didn't like it. And I saw the movie, but they made more of a story out of it. It's like one of the few times I thought, like, the movie was better than the book.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. But like we were saying, like, you know, how, you know, things dragged, this and that, you know. And in the book, I didn't feel that way. Like, I remember reading the book and it's like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next, you know?
I remember, this is a good KK story. So... I remember you were so excited to rock Miles to sleep, our baby at the time.
Right.
And you had your earbuds in, and you were like, because I don't know what point of the book you were, but you were like, oh God, like, no, Jeremiah, I'll take care. I'll put Miles down for sleep tonight.
Yeah.
And then you, like, rocked him for like an hour.
I did. And the entire time I was listening to the book, The House Made. Hey, we were both happy, you know? And he fell asleep, and I'm just sitting there closing my eyes, and he fell asleep, and I'm, like, listening to the book. I got a lot done with the book. And I remember even volunteering to go out and mow the lawn. I'll mow the lawn, and I'm listening to the book while I'm mowing the lawn. It was that good. It was a great book. I loved it. It was so good. We got all three of them done.
Yeah.
Third one was not my favorite.
No.
But even the second one, I think, was even second one was a lot.
Was fun.
Yeah. But all right. So should we rate? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm just going to give it 3 out of 5.
Yeah. I was thinking the same exact thing.
I mean, it wasn't like landmark. They didn't do anything crazy, but they did follow the book and it was entertaining. So I would recommend watching it.
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to be one of those great movies. It's just something fun to see, a little couple twists and turns, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think it was like this great movie. So I'm giving it a 3 as well.
I mean, there should be like a name for this type of movie. Like
mediocre?
No, like I think it was better than mediocre, but like the idea of, you know, there's like the popcorn movie, like the action movie where it's just like, I'm just going to eat popcorn. Like, I don't like Transformers movies, but the Transformers movies are kind of like that, where it's
popcorn
like, you're just going to eat your popcorn, be entertained, leave the theater and never think about it again kind of thing. But you enjoyed your time while you were there.
And it was fun.
I think that this is like the female equivalent of that sort of story.
At the same time, but I was even thinking about the theater. I'm like, you know what? I probably would have been happy just watching this at home, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I sometimes, because, like, movies are so expensive and the food is so expensive, it's like, you want to kind of make it worth the money, you know? So, was this really worth... That's why I'm kind of giving it 3. I feel like I would still have had as much fun watching it at home as I did in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's... But I'm so glad we saw it in the theater, you know? Because I really wanted to see it, because I really wanted to compare it to the book. But... You know, I don't think it's like, if you could pick a great movie experience, I don't know if it's really worth it, honestly. You probably have
definitely watch it at home, unless you just like going to the movies.
Absolutely.
The theater. Because, boy, they need that money.
I like it when you see the beginnings, like, thank you for coming
seeing
our movies.
Please come again.
We appreciate your patronage, you know. Please support us in our expensive movies.
Yeah. It is so sad.
It really is.
Theater is just dying.
It is, you know, but maybe if it wasn't so expensive.
Yeah. They're shooting themselves in the foot. But...
Yep. That's another rant for another time.
Old man Maya yells at cloud.
Well, that's all we got.